Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Barring an 11th-hour funding deal, SEPTA is ready to begin the process tomorrow to slash service on the 24th. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA is now starting the 10-day process to cut service across the board by 20% on August 24th. 32 bus routes are being eliminated, 16 others shortened, and there will be less frequent service on what's left. SEPTA Chief Planning Officer Jody Holton says reduced schedule data is now available for third-party apps such as Google Maps, and bus and train operators are signing up for the diminished work schedule.
Our operators have picked from both schedules, so they're ready to go with either one. And we know which one it is now.
SEPTA says it has ambassadors stationed at transit centers to let riders know which lines are not running and how they can make alternate travel plans. If funding does materialize, officials say it'll take 10 days to restore normal schedules. Anxious riders at the Wissahickon Transportation Center spoke with KYW News Radio about how they're bracing for any cuts.
I take the 44 normally, but it's being cut. And then I take three buses to get to work, and so the timing is going to be way off.
The one bus, from what I understand, is going to be eliminated, so I'll have to catch like two buses at least to get to here, and this is going to be quite rough. I still hope the cooler heads prevail and they could come to a solution.
Trains would take a hit too. Part of the plan is to reduce the number of regional rail trains running, especially during off-peak times and on weekends starting in September. Worse, riders would pay more for less service, with fares up by 21.5%. Meanwhile, lawmakers are warning about how the proposed SEPTA cuts will impact Philadelphia's already congested roads and bridges. KYW's Connor Barcon has more.
This loss of SEPTA and the additional cars on our roadways per week is a critical public safety issue.
Pennsylvania State Senator Katie Muth spoke on the floor this week about how the proposed cuts would impact those who don't ride SEPTA.
Good luck parking at the airport. Good luck trying to get to a doctor's appointment on time and finding parking in the city.
Philly International has not commented on the effects the cuts would have on airport parking. The Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission released a report this year saying the cuts would cause at least 275,000 more cars to drive on the roads every day.
Another DVRPC survey found more than half of the increase in travel would happen on major highways, making the roads less safe and negatively affecting air quality. Two Pennsylvania state legislators say they plan to introduce a bill that would prohibit law enforcement from covering their faces or hiding their identities. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it's aimed at ICE agents who have been wearing masks while taking immigrants into custody.
Senator Amanda Cappelletti says she helped draft legislation after ICE agents raided a supermarket in her district wearing masks and took away 14 people without warrants.
The reality that we find ourselves in was once unimaginable. Imaginable and is now wholly unacceptable.
Cappelletti worked with State Rep. Nikhil Saval on what they're calling the No Secret Police Bill.
It increases transparency and accountability. It protects the rights of all Pennsylvanians to safety and due process. And it affirms the importance of trust in law enforcement officers at every level.
The sponsors noted that having masked ICE agents makes it easier for criminals to impersonate law enforcement. District Attorney Larry Krasner says there have been two cases this year of people pretending to be ICE agents in committing a crime. It's not the Wells Fargo Center anymore. Comcast Spectacor says the South Philly venue is officially the Xfinity Mobile Arena, effective immediately. The new name was originally announced in May. New external signage will be revealed early next month for the home of the 76ers and Flyers. This is the fifth name for the arena since it opened in 1996 as the Core State Center. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.